half, the Bone Busters in the first half looked like you were going to dominate the game. What was the difference? Why the momentum shifted by the second half?
You know, tough to say, I guess, at this point. Certainly felt the same way. You know, first few drives felt like we were moving it kind of at will. Didn't even really get in any third down situations. You know, first and second down, just kind of chunking it along. You know, then I think that, I mean, that's kind of it. I mean, lack of execution, kind of got into some third downs and then just didn't execute kind of there at the end of the second quarter, early third, and then fell behind, you know. It's tough to point to one thing, I guess, at this point.
Alex, some drops on some deep balls today. What does that do for the confidence of an offense when you can't make those plays while the other guys are making those plays?
I don't know if it does anything to our confidence. It's those things are going to happen. You know, it's my job just to keep throwing them. And, you know, I certainly miss my fair share as well. So that's the nature of the passing game. I mean, you're striving for perfection. I mean, you'd love to hit every single one, but it's not going to happen. And I think, especially these last few weeks, we've done a great job of just continuing to attack and take shots at times. I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Junior Hemingway's got
it. Yeah.
Talk about that throw and catch.
You know, Junior, I think every time he gets an opportunity, every time his number gets called, he steps up and makes a play. Every time I turn around on special teams, he's out there making a play. Just a good football player, you know, and obviously a talented receiver. And, no question, every time he seems to get an opportunity, he makes a play. So.
On the pick in the end zone, did you just not see the guy?
No, I saw him late. You know, I really think I think it was a good decision. I thought he was open. You know, first down, just a poor throw. First down passing. I mean, you look back and you miss that ball high. You really throw it to Fasano or nobody. Because it wasn't fourth down. It wasn't third down, you know. And looking back on that, I thought it was a good decision. I thought he was open. Still think he was. It just a bad throw. Bad execution.
He was open later, though.
Yeah.
So he's really three straight weeks for him.
Yeah. You know, he's a really good player, and I think finally back feeling healthy, at least as far as his ankle.
So. Alex, you guys have talked about focusing on the task at hand for the first 9 weeks. You've done such a good job of that. Is it easier? Is it tougher? Is it the same to keep that focus on the task at hand when you've lost three in a row? Or,
three in a row isn't, you know, anytime you're doing that, especially two in a row at home, you're not feeling good about that. We'd love to have gone undefeated. The reality of that happening, how many times has it happened in the history of football? I mean, it's not likely, you know. So losses are a nature of the game. Got to be able to overcome it. I think these last two, we had a chance to win it. You know, both times I felt like, had a chance to win it. We were in these games. Earlier in the year, we were coming out the other end of these. You know, we were on the other side of it. So I just got to continue to fight, I think, you know. I think this team has that kind of character. You know, we just got to keep plugging along. There's still everything we want in front of us. So, no time to. It was a tough loss. No time to, I think, point fingers or do any of that. Just kind of continue to keep doing what we've been doing and get better. You know, I mean, obviously, look at this execution tonight and get better from it. Move on to next week.
So, Kittredge had talked about, learning how to knock teams out, finish them off.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that you guys don't know how to do that quite yet, or this team doesn't anyway, or is that?
We weren't going to knock that team out with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. That's just, I could have, you're sitting there, and yeah, we jumped on them 21-7, but you knew what they were capable of. You knew they were going to battle back and be able to put up some points. So there just was so much game left at that point, you know. So I don't think we're in a place to finish them off. I certainly think we came out in the second half up 7. During the third quarter, didn't play as well as we needed to, obviously. So, I don't think there was ever a situation tonight, I guess, where we could have finished them. I didn't think that, there was still so much football left to be played.
Twice now in 3 weeks you've watched Peyton Manning work. Is there anything that you drew from that, anything you learned from it?
No, it's so hard from it. I mean, I have no idea what they're doing in their huddle, no idea what their game plan is, what they're asking him to do. Obviously he threw some good passes tonight. I mean, other than that, I'm sitting on the sidelines. I got no idea what's going on over there.
So with this result, they've kind of got control of the AFC West. They're basically two up on you because of the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you guys kind of reset your sights? You're still the 5 or the 6, but the in the picture, but not the one or two. Just how do you kind of reset?
I certainly don't think we were set on anything to begin with, I guess, to answer your question. Certainly that's what you're shooting for, win the division. That's the first way to punch your ticket, to the playoffs. Certainly we are in a position to go another direction. Not to say that we still can't win the division. There still is a lot of games left. But those things are out of our control at this point. You know, we got to focus on what we have to do, and then that's win ball games. There certainly is obviously two other ways to get into the playoffs with the two wild card spots, and we're sitting pretty good with that. So,
3 out of 4 on the road, though. Now that's kind of going to be another kind of uphill challenge.
Yeah, you're way ahead of us right now. You're way ahead of me.
Your next one on the road.
Yeah. Oh, these next four. Yeah, I mean, you got to play on the road. I think we've done a great job of that this year. I mean, it's part of the deal. I mean, you got to find a way.
All right.